In the heart of the Middle East stands a nation whose very existence defies historical probability. Israel, smaller than New Jersey, represents one of humanity's most remarkable stories of national rebirth. When a scattered people maintained their connection to an ancestral homeland for two millennia before transforming it from dream to reality, they created something unprecedented in human history. What makes this narrative so compelling isn't just the triumph against overwhelming odds, but how a nation forged in the shadow of the Holocaust managed to build a vibrant democracy and technological powerhouse while surrounded by hostility. The story of Israel isn't merely about a country, it's a profound testament to human resilience and the enduring power of collective memory. Jews maintain their connection to their homeland through ritual despite centuries of exile. After Jerusalem's destruction in 70 CE, Jews worldwide faced Jerusalem in prayer, ended Passover seders with next year in Jerusalem, and broke glasses at weddings to remember the temple's fall. Through ritual and the Bible as both divine text and national chronicle, Israel remains central to Jewish life. When Babylonia destroyed the first temple in 586 BCE, the prophet Jeremiah transformed catastrophe into hope, urging exiles to maintain their identity until return. Theodore Herzl's declaration, "If you will it, it is no dream," launched modern Zionism. Witnessing European anti-Semitism, he envisioned a sovereign Jewish state as the solution. In 1897, he gathered 197 Jewish delegates at the first Zionist Congress in Basel, the first time in two millennia the Jews assembled to direct their national destiny. Herzl predicted, "At Basel, I founded the Jewish state. Perhaps in 5 years, and certainly in 50, everyone will admit it." While Herzl sought diplomatic support, Jewish pioneers began settling in Ottoman Palestine, forming the foundation of future Israeli communities. During this period, Eliezer ben Yehuda achieved a crucial milestone by reviving Hebrew as a living language. Chaim Weizmann's persistent lobbying in Britain culminated in the 1917 Balfour Declaration, where Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour pledged support for the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, marking unprecedented recognition of Jewish national aspirations. As Palestinian Jews built their institutions, European Jewry faced mounting threats. Hitler's 1933 rise to power, which Ben-Gurion recognized as catastrophic for Jews, triggered increased immigration to Palestine. Jewish population there grew from 234,967 to 384,078 between 1932 and 1936. This growth sparked Arab resistance and the 1936 to 1939 revolt. Britain's 1939 White Paper severely restricted Jewish immigration when European Jews most needed refuge. The tragic turning away of the St. Louis and the Struma disaster, where 768 of 769 Jewish refugees perished in the Black Sea, exemplified the dire consequences. The Nazis' systematic genocide, formalized at the 1942 Wannsee Conference, claimed one-third of world Jewry, and united the Zionist movement in its resolve to establish a Jewish state. On May 14, 1948, at the Tel Aviv Museum, Ben-Gurion declared a Jewish state in the land of Israel, to be known as the State of Israel. The 32-minute ceremony marked the end of two millennia of exile. Five Arab armies immediately invaded the newborn state. Despite being outgunned, Israel persevered, building innovations like the Burma Road to supply besieged Jerusalem. During the Altalena affair, Ben-Gurion ordered Begin's Irgun ship sunk, establishing that all military force must answer to state authority. The 1949 armistice agreements ended a war that cost Israel 6,000 lives, 1% of its Jewish population, while 700,000 Palestinian Arabs were displaced in what they called the Nakba, catastrophe. In Israel's first elections, with 87% voter turnout, Ben-Gurion's Mapai party won 36% of votes. Between 1948 and 1951, Israel absorbed 687,000 Jewish immigrants from 70 countries, doubling its Jewish population. This massive influx created significant challenges, with new arrivals housed in temporary camps. Cultural tensions emerged between the European-born leadership and immigrants from Middle Eastern and North African countries.
The 1967 Six-Day War transformed Israel. After Egypt deployed forces to Sinai and closed the Straits of Tehran, Israel's preemptive strike on June 5 destroyed the Egyptian Air Force within hours. In 6 days, Israel tripled its territory, gaining control of the Gaza Strip, Sinai Peninsula, West Bank, including East Jerusalem, and Golan Heights. The victory sparked diverse reactions. Religious Jews interpreted it as divine intervention, with some seeing it as the dawn of the Messianic Age, while secular Zionists embraced territorial expansion. Orthodox professor Yeshayahu Leibowitz dissented, advocating immediate withdrawal from territories containing 1.25 million Arabs to preserve Israel's Jewish character. By 1973, Israel had developed the conception, conceptzia, an overconfident belief in its military supremacy and Arab reluctance to attack. The Yom Kippur War shattered this illusion when Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack. Though Israel ultimately prevailed, the heavy casualties transformed Yom Kippur from a day of religious atonement into one of sobering national reflection.
In 1977, Menachem Begin's Likud party ended Labor's 29-year rule in the Mahapach reversal. Begin prioritized peace initiatives, responding to Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's overture. Through difficult negotiations mediated by President Carter at Camp David, an agreement was reached, marking the first time a right-wing Israeli prime minister ceded territory. The Oslo Accords of the 1990s established the Palestinian Authority to govern territories after Israeli withdrawal. However, the accords sparked increased violence, with Hamas and extremist groups launching suicide attacks against civilians. On November 4, 1995, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a religious extremist after addressing a peace rally. In 2000, Prime Minister Ehud Barak offered Arafat 92% of the West Bank and parts of Jerusalem for a Palestinian state. Arafat's rejection triggered the Second Intifada, featuring armed Palestinian forces and suicide bombers. Israel's subsequent separation barrier reduced suicide attacks by 84%. The Intifada severely weakened the Israeli peace movement. The left's Land for Peace principle lost credibility after Arafat rejected Barak's offer. Most Israelis adopted centrist views, supporting a Palestinian state to avoid ruling over millions while sharing the right's security concerns. A century after the Balfour Declaration, Israel houses the world's largest Jewish population. From vulnerable settlements, it has grown into a thriving nation of 8 million, unique among ancient peoples in maintaining its original language, location, and religion. While some Zionist dreams proved optimistic, others flourished beyond expectations. Hebrew's revival has spawned internationally acclaimed literature. The nation has planted 250 million trees, built formidable military strength, and emerged as a technology leader. Israel remains one of the few post-World War II nations to sustain continuous democracy. Though challenges persist, most Israelis face them with conviction, knowing their state's survival is vital for Judaism's future. Israel's miracle lies not just in its existence, but in its vibrant society that bridges ancient heritage with bold innovation.